When it comes to sounding professional in important messages, emails, and documents, small changes make a big difference. But when you write, double-checking turns into triple-checking or even starting over. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that gives real-time writing suggestions so you can get to the next item on your list in record time. The free version of Grammarly saves you from embarrassing spelling grammar and punctuation mistakes. And with Grammarly Premium's advanced time-saving features, you can boost your productivity, write efficiently, and reclaim precious time in your busy day. Streamline your workflow with seamless integration into Google Docs, Microsoft Office, your browser, your phone, and more. Quickly find the right words with Grammarly Premium's vocabulary suggestions. And get straight to the point with Grammarly Premium's clarity suggestions that cut unnecessary words and jargon to make your sentences easy to follow. Get your point across and confidently hit send with Grammarly Premium. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium by signing up at grammarly.com/podcast. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up, we have your scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals. If you didn't know, now you know. The Boston Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals. Final score, 116-100. Boston leads the series 2-1. We'll get into all of the action and all of the scores, highlights, and post-game comments coming up a little bit later. I want to start off with my top three storylines. My first storyline is going to be Draymond Green. This has not been a great final series for Draymond. Games 1 and 3 played horribly. Game 2 was a tad bit better. But lately, it seems as though Draymond has been distracted. To me, it seems. I don't know if he's distracted by the podcast commitments or the trash talking and also the comparisons of players from the 80s and the 90s. I don't know what's going on, but Draymond has not looked like Draymond of the past. Draymond is, it seems like he's been more focused. To me, it seems like he's been more focused on trying to prove a point. But in games 1 and 3 in the Golden State losses, he has been horrible, and he's got to get it together because Boston's front court as well as Boston's back court has owned him and then some. Remember, Boston's players are very versatile, not just with driving to the rim, but also from shooting from outside. We talk about the Splash Brothers with Steph and Klay, but Draymond Green has been an important piece of the championships for the Golden State Warriors. Again, also you can add Kevin Durant to that mix as well. KD no longer in Golden State, but right now we're talking about the present, and Draymond has got to get his act together. If Golden State wants to extend this series, Steph and Klay are going to have to do their part, and Draymond, he's definitely got to step up as well, man, because there's just no excuse. I don't know, he just seems more about just giving opinions and proving points, and this is not good right now, and Draymond has got to step his game up if Golden State wants to extend this series. My next storyline is going to be Steph Curry. Steph, of course, we know him, the greatest shooter of all time, one of the greatest scorers of all time, one of the top 75 players of all time in NBA history. Steph suffered a foot injury in the closing moments of Game 3 of the NBA Finals, suffered a pretty nasty foot injury. Steph says he's in some pain, but no matter what, he's going to play in Game 4, no matter what happens. So now with Steph having the injury, so even if he says he's going to play in Game 4, how will he effective will he be? If he can only give them maybe at the most maybe 20, 22 points, can Klay get them over 30? Will Draymond step up on offense? What about Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole? And also what about the young guns on the team like Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, when are we going to see them? If we see them, we could see them in game four, again, depending on the extent of the injury with Steph. Again, Steph said he's in some pain, but no matter what happens, he's going to play in game four. And I don't know, man. They cannot go back to San Francisco down 3-1, because if they do, they're going to be in trouble. And for my last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. So game three, the Celtics showed up and showed out in a major way. Jason Tatum played a solid game, giving the C's 26 points. But Jaylen Brown, man, Jaylen has been a dog in this series for the Boston Celtics, man. Jaylen Brown, I mean, we know Jason Tatum is a mentor of Kobe Bryant, exhibiting that Mamba mentality. But Jaylen Brown has been the one with more of the Mamba mentality so far in this series for the Boston Celtics. So Jaylen did his part. Jason contributed as well. Marcus Smart, this was a big comeback game for him in game three. He had 24 points. The defense of the Celtics was phenomenal. Marcus Smart did his part. Al Horford, he hustled as well. But, man, Robert Williams, again, I don't like the play comparison and the different eras and whatnot, but if Robert Williams played in the 80s and the 90s, Robert Williams III, he has the skills to be a multiple winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award. Robert Williams came in and had four block shots in game three. So, I mentioned earlier with the Celtics can play in the inside or they can play outside with their perimeter shooting and their defense, again, being the best defensive team in the league during the regular season. Robert Williams, battling knee soreness and all, and he still gave the Celtics four block shots in the game three victory. So that's my top three storylines. And when we come back from the break, we'll have the scores, highlights, and postgame comments from game three of the 2022 NBA Finals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying or selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying or selling experience. At Driveway, we believe in giving you our best price up front to keep you in the super chill zone. Buy or sell your next car at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
En Family Dollar sabemos que quieres más para disfrutar tu verano. Por eso encontrarás más en cada tienda. Encuentra todo lo que necesitas para refrescar y consentir a tu familia. como nuestra gran variedad de helados, postres congelados, snacks y bebidas de tus marcas favoritas. Y todo lo que necesitarás después de un poco de desorden, como los productos de limpieza y lavandería a un gran precio y en un solo lugar. Family Dollar, te ayudamos a hacer más.
Custom Ink is an awesome way to recognize employees, thank customers, and outfit your teams with their favorite products and brands customized with your logo. CustomInk.com lets you make your mark on water bottles, backpacks, polos, jackets, and a ton more. Custom Ink is your go-to custom gear partner with great customer service, quality products, and all-in pricing, along with personalized help when you need it and an easy-to-use website when you don't. Oh, yeah, and everything is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out what we can do for your business at CustomInk.com. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, the final score in Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Boston would win 116-100. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum had 26 points, Jaylen Brown had 27 points, and Marcus Smart had 24 points. I mean, for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry finished with 31 points. Klay Thompson had 25 points. Andrew Wiggins had 18 points. And in a disappointing performance, and he fouled out in Game 3 of the Finals, Draymond Green had only 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that Draymond has got to get his act together. Just leave the opinions and the comparisons and all this other stuff alone, because your team has the potential of possibly going down 3-1. And if they have to go back to San Francisco down 3-1, they're going to be in major trouble, because Boston, for the moment, is clicking on all cylinders, not just offensively, but they're taking away Golden State's ability to hit those, get on a streak in terms of hitting long-distance shots with their lockdown defense. I mentioned earlier about the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and the injury, and we'll get into that in just a moment, but the third quarter was when things turned around briefly for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry shined bright in the third quarter. Again, he had finished with 31 points in the loss to the Celtics. Here's Steph in the third quarter.
You blow a layup in transition, you give up a layup the other end in transition.
Curry rattles it a three. That's Steph Curry's third three-pointer.
Could not allow it to happen again.
Well, they said they've talked about it before, as Curry hits another three. Steph Curry lighting it up here to start the third.
This is a mistake. Get up on the screen, fight over it, don't go underneath. He comes off.
He does have 5 assists, 11 points, misses that three-pointer. Curry operating, clears some space and hits the jumper. Steph Curry coming alive again here in the third. Curry, long three-pointer. It's good! And the foul! Steph Curry with a chance for a four-point play.
Al Horford not up high enough. Curry launches a three, puts it in. Steph Curry lighting it up here in the third. Set a screen and then re-screen with the handoff. It gives you a different look. And Steph Curry with a wide open shot. That's good offense.
And Horford, he's too deep. He's got to be up more.
All right, so that audio is courtesy of the NBA on ABC as well as the Walt Disney Company. And Steph Curry just went on a rampage in the third quarter as he got the Warriors ahead before the start of the fourth quarter. But Boston, again, the trio, I mentioned them earlier, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart all coming up big in this game. Again, Tatum finished with 26 points. Jaylen finished with 27 points. And Marcus finished with 24 points. Here's the trio of Smart, Tatum, and Brown in action.
Looney continues to play so well in this postseason. Brown, a three-pointer to start it off. Tatum, another three. Robert Williams, offensive board. Strip, ball loose, picked up by Horford. Brown, wide open for three. Rebound Horford. Smart back to Horford. Tatum fakes on Wiggins. Drives, gets inside, lays it in. Curry had a few of those to start game one. Smart looking to post up. Smart in the paint, knocks it down. They're 5 of 7 from the field. Brown and Draymond Green. Their matchup was eventful in game two. Nice crossover. Brown's shot is good. Jaylen Brown has got 10 points already. Brown catches. Checks out the seams. Green all open. Brown drives inside. Beautiful move with the left hand.
Again, continuing to get good stuff off the high screen of Warwick Curry.
Oh, beautiful back cut. And Smart with a bounce pass. Jaylen Brown is erupted here in the first. He's got 14.
Love the way this was set up. Run the floor. You try to overplay. That's just simple basketball. You work on that every day in practice. The denial. Dribble at the guy.
Mishandles it. Porter thought it hit the sideline. 6 on the 24, Brown. Long three-pointer. That's good. Jaylen Brown, his third three-pointer. In the last 2 minutes, so they will shoot.
I just think everything Jaylen Brown has done on the offensive end has been good.
Wiggins has been outstanding the last couple of minutes.
Horford tied up. Tatum, plenty of time. Hits a three. His first three-pointer.
Pursuing the offensive guy.
Two fouls on Looney. Jaylen Brown just continues to do a little bit of everything. Nice lob pass. Tatum to Smart. Jordan Poole so effective driving to the rim, especially without Robert Williams in there. Tatum, another three. Tatum.
All right, so that audio again courtesy of the NBA on ABC and the Walt Disney Company. And, of course, you heard the voices of Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy on the call. And, again, the trio of the Boston Celtics led by Jason Tatum with 26 points, Jaylen Brown finishing with 27 points, and Marcus Smart with 24 points. So the trio of Tatum, Brown, and Smart handled their business in Game 3. And also, again, on the defensive side, the C's handled their business in more ways than one. But unfortunately, an injury happened to Mr. Steph Curry. That's right, Steph Curry suffering a scary injury late in the game. Here's how it happened.
4 on the shot clock. Falling away, Tatum. Short. Smart comes up with the ball but couldn't hold on. Everybody diving on the floor. Curry comes up with it. Horford has it. Smart wrestles it away. And a foul on Golden State. Out effort from both teams.
And Steph Curry is laying down. Not sure if he got hurt as they were diving for loose balls.
You see Curry wincing right now, and that foul is on Draymond Green. He is fouled out with 4:07 remaining, much to the delight of this crowd. Green's got to be careful. He's giving Courtney Cooklin.
The Warriors need all five guys in there. They're small. They're unathletic.
And it looked like Steph Curry got hurt as Al Hawkins set. That left leg that he lands on as he dives for the loose ball. To me, that's not dirty. That's just good hustle from everybody. Unfortunately, Curry winds up getting his leg landed on him. Both teams laying it all out.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA on ABC and the Walt Disney Company. Again, Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy on the call. And, of course, Steph Curry got caught up between him and also Marcus Smart from the Celtics. Al Horford was involved in it as well. They were getting a loose ball, and Curry's leg got caught up in the pile. And it looks similar to what happened back in the game in January between the Celtics and the Warriors involving Steph and Marcus Smart. Again, Curry got up, but he limped. And, again, he mentioned in an audio that he said no matter what happens, he's going to play in game four. So we'll get more into that in the next segment. But in the meantime, again, the final score in game three of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics 116, the Golden State Warriors 100. Again, for the Celtics, Jason Tatum at 26 points, Jaylen Brown 27 points, Marcus Smart finished with 24 points. For the Warriors on a losing effort, Steph Curry finished with 31 points, Klay Thompson finished with 25 points. Andrew Wiggins finished with 18 points. And then a disappointing performance from Draymond Green, only 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Boston now leads the series 2-1. When we come back from the break, we'll have the postgame comments from Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
In world-defining moments, perspective is everything. The Economist is all about journalism that's rigorously researched, independent, original, and insightful. We interpret developments to reveal the bigger picture, to sharpen your understanding of everything from climate change to voters' rights, the war in Ukraine to the midterm elections. Head to economist.com/understanding and subscribe to bring the world into focus.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, the final score in Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics 116, the Golden State Warriors 100. Boston now leads the series 2-1. So as I mentioned earlier before we went to break, we were going to have the post-game comments after Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And now here it is. Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka talks about the energy of his team and the adaptability of center Robert Williams and the team's defense in Game 3.
Yeah, we loved the start. Other than the turnovers late in the half, that allowed them to get back into it a little bit. I thought we were solid overall. And just from a strictly physical standpoint, we matched their intensity better than last game, especially in the third quarter. So, it's ebbs and flows of a series, a long series, and we don't love how we kind of wilted at times last game, and that was a big point of emphasis the last few days. Yeah, he has to be adaptable and be able to play in any type of situation. And so for us, more than, switching the lineups and things that we've had success with all year, we'll look at scheme and matchup coverage more so than that first of all. And so obviously paid dividends tonight. He was a big-time factor in the paint. We got to play our bigs quite a bit. And, there are guys he can guard out there. Wiggins is different than a P.J. Tucker. And some of the guys we've had that kind of stand in the corner more, he's obviously more active and can put it down a little bit better. So that's caused him some trouble. But also, like I mentioned, not being 100% and being able to slide and move on the perimeter as well. So we understand that. And, like I said, it's the finals, and we got to do what we got to do to win. But this is a core group going forward, and to have the confidence to be able to figure it out with him is going to be big going forward.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka just speaking on the energy of his team in the victory in Game 3 and the adaptability of his center, Robert Williams. I tell you what, Robert Williams has been phenomenal in this series. Every final series always has a star or a breakout star or breakout stars that come up big. And Robert Williams, if everything falls into Boston's favor, Robert Williams could emerge as maybe, I don't know, he has a slight chance of winning the MVP if the ball bounces Boston's way in this series. But Robert Williams has definitely been a big X factor in this series so far for the Boston Celtics in terms of not only his defense and his rebounding, but getting points in the paint as well. So Coach Udoka talking about Robert and, of course, his team having that energy going into Game 3 and locking up the victory. Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green, never a dull moment with him. He shares his thoughts on the Boston fans and how he played in Game 3. I have to warn you, cover your ears if you have to on what he said on how he played.
No, they're just talking. It's not really my job to react to them. So they did what I expected.
Draymond, how do you feel you played?
Like ish.
What was the difference this game?
I just think I never found a rhythm. Really on both ends of the floor. So not enough force, but just got to find the rhythm quicker.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And you heard what Draymond said. Again, never in a loss for words. He was asked how would he rate his performance in Game 3. How well did he think he played? He said he played like crap. He just you heard what he said. And he just said he played like crap, and it was no excuse. And he said the Boston fans would just be in the Boston fans heckling him as usual. And then he said they did what they did. And continuing on with Draymond, he was asked if he is giving away the Warrior strategies to defend the Celtics on his podcast, The Draymond Green Show.
Draymond, I'm not saying it's why you struggled tonight by any means, but I found listening to your podcast recaps the last couple of games pretty interesting. Are you conscious at all of what you're saying about the X's and O's, the game plans, the adjustments could be making their way back to Boston staffers and influencing their decision making at all?
No. I don't say much different on the podcast than I say to you right here. So, nah. What's the X's and O's that I said on the podcast? You all right?
Yeah, actually, the only real thing I noticed that like really stood out, you talked about how to cover White, Smart, and Horford differently between games one and two. That was really the only.
Oh, yeah, that was just contested shots. If that's X's and O's, then I don't. You're reaching for something. It's all good, though. Keep going. Reaching heavy. The only thing, if you find that they are taking X's and O's away from your podcast, the only thing you said is White, Smart, and Horford.
I'm not trying to blow it up.
I mean, you went for it, but yeah. Hey, respect. Appreciate the podcast promo you just gave
you
me,
got
though.
It, man.
The Draymond Green Show. You next time, just mention it that way.
You got it.
All right, man.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the NBA. And for those of you that may not be familiar, Draymond Green has his own podcast. It's called The Draymond Green Show, which is courtesy of The Volume, which is a podcast network that's owned by Colin Cowherd. All right, so Draymond basically was asked by a person in the media if he had been giving away the Warriors' strategies to defend the Celtics on his podcast, and Draymond basically said, well, no, it's not X's and O's. We're just talking and whatever it is, he needs to get his act together because Golden State's going to need him if they want to continue to go forward in this series. And Draymond was also asked about what was the most disappointing about the Game 3 loss.
I was soft. That's what was most disappointing to me for us. Monty, how much X's and O's you get from the podcast? Clearly, this guy, hey. I don't know, man. Maybe that's the IQ level over this way. Respect. I thought we let them get to too many of their strengths. You know, we like to play by the term making them play left-handed, and I don't think we did that tonight. So, Jake Fisher, just an FYI, that's like a reference to something, making somebody play left hand. That's not really X's and O's, like literally make them drive left. But we like to make teams play left hand, and we didn't do that tonight, and that starts with me. And, you know, when you allow a team to get comfortable, especially in front of their home crowd, then it's tough. And, you know, we battled back. We took the lead for a minute, but, you know, if it's a game and you go on that run, it's a different story. So, we'll be better. I'll be better. Come out, win game four. Go back home 2-2.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and you heard towards the end of the soundbite, Draymond says they'll be better, he'll be better, and they'll go back to San Francisco with a series tied at 2 games apiece. He sounds very confident. He's going to have to get it together because, again, as I stated before, if they have to go back to San Francisco down 3-1, it's going to be trouble. So, like he said, he has to be better. The Warriors will be better, and hopefully they can leave the East Coast and head back out to San Francisco with a series tied at 2 games apiece. Let's get back to the Boston Celtics side of things. Robert Williams, what a series he's had, but, man, he's dealing with a lot of pain. In this soundbite, the center talks about his continued knee soreness and how he's dealing with it.
It's been rough, you know what I'm saying, throwing everything at it. Usually it's more sore, you know, the day after the game, obviously, adrenaline going down. But, you know, we did some different things today. Got on the bike a little bit earlier before the game, so benefited from it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Robert has benefited from it, you know, making the most out of the situation. Again, it's just that's what the finals are all about. That's what playoff championship basketball is all about. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And Robert has toughed and he's willed his way to helping the Celtics get a victory in these NBA finals, giving the Celtics a current 2-1 series lead. And another soundbite that I like to play, Robert is talking about taking advantage of his size in game three.
You know, we feel like they've been killing us on the glass this whole series. You know, I wanted to just put an emphasis on it.
Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and he said he just wanted to put more emphasis on his physical style of play, his size, and making the most out of things. Again, Robert, only maybe 6'9", 6'10", or something like that, and Draymond is maybe 2 inches shorter than him, but again, Robert, with his defensive ability, he's been able to make the most out of those matchups, whereas Golden State, for the most part, playing small ball, and Robert taking advantage, playing physical defense and doing what he needs to do to protect the paint for his team. He was asked, is it worth the risk playing in the NBA Finals despite having knee issues?
Yeah, for sure. Knowing what I'm playing for, you know, obviously. Taking the risk of playing, you know, and getting this far, obviously got more work to do, but, you know, it's worth it for sure.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and again, it is worth it. If your team is in a position like this, again, you just never know if you're going to get back to this position like this, so sometimes you just have to fight through it, and Robert has been fighting through it, and he's willing to risk it all for his team and help them try to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And also, Robert was also asked, what has he learned about himself while playing with Payne during this series?
You know, really not. Just trying to be accountable for my team, man. You know, we made it this far. Like I said, obviously I had a discussion with myself, you know, about pushing through this. But, you know, I'm happy with how it's going. You know, like I said, we're worried about the injury after the season. But for right now, we still fight.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA. And Robert is just saying that he's fighting, and that's what you have to do. Everybody's sore. Everybody's hurting around this time of the year. And when push comes to shove, you just have to do what you have to do to make things happen. And right now, for the moment, Robert Williams is making things happen for the Celtics with his inside presence, playing defense and rebounding, getting the job done. Again, Robert had only 8 points, but he had 10 rebounds and 4 block shots. And I tell you what, he contributed nicely on the defensive side for the Celtics, helping them beat the Warriors in Game 3. I want to move along now to Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart. He was asked about the Celtics returning to their physical style of play for Game 3.
Just to do it, you had to. You know, Game 2, they brought the heat to us. And for us, that was left a bad taste in our mouth just because of what we hang our hat on is effort on the defensive end and being a physical team. So it definitely woke us up a little bit. And we just wanted to come out and, you know, if we were going to come out here and play, the last thing when we left that court, we didn't want to say, well, we weren't physical enough. And it worked out for us. So, you know, I give credit to JB the way he came out and started the game. We just followed his lead after that.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA, and Marcus just talking about returning to what brought the Celtics to the dance with their physical play on the defensive side and taking chances on the offensive side as well. And Marcus knows a thing or two about playing with Payne. He was asked if he gave Robert Williams any advice on playing through Payne in the series.
Definitely. You know, I'm constantly talking to Rob just from the simple fact that, you know, I know what he's going through. He's hurting. You know, and even though he's hurting, he still want to get out and help his team. But at the same time, you know, he's thinking about his career. And like I just told him, you know your body. You know what you can withstand and what you can't. But just know, we got a chance to do something special. And, you know, there's no guarantees that we'll be back here. So, you know, if you can go, we'll take 20% of you, then better than none of you. And he understood that, and, you know, he decided to go out there and put his big boy pants on and suck it up and going crazy.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA. And remember, as I stated earlier, it's just a whole different mindset in the NBA Finals, in the NBA playoffs. And then just as Marcus had said, you just got to put your big boy pants on and do what you got to do in the conversation he had with Robert. And again, Marcus knows a thing or two about playing with Payne and going through the trials and tribulations of what the NBA can bring with the travel schedule and the wear and tear. And again, don't take your opportunities for granted because they may not be in this position next year, so they have to make the most of it. And right now they're making the most of this situation as they currently have a 2-1 series lead. Now let's get back to the other side with the Golden State Warriors, guard Klay Thompson. In this soundbite, Klay was asked, what has he learned playing against the Boston Celtics defense?
Just trusting each other and hitting the open man and you know, we know that how good they are protecting the rim, so it's important this series just to make the simple pass and trust each other because we got great scoring all around.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and they do have great scoring all around, but they're going to need more than just scoring if they want to survive and extend this series. And speaking of surviving and extending this series, we know about the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. It's no secret. And if they want to survive in this series, they can't just have Klay. They got to have Steph as well as Draymond Green. Klay was asked if he's worried about Steph Curry's injury.
Well, we need him if we want to win this thing. And I know Steph's going to do everything he can in his power to play. So I am really hoping he's okay because he is our identity. And without him, it will be very difficult.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a difficult challenge, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And it's going to be a difficult challenge if they don't have Steph, but Steph made it perfectly clear that he will play in Game 4. They're going to have Steph to come up big in this series. Klay's got to do his part as well because, remember, the identity for so long has been Steph Curry and, of course, along with Klay Thompson, better known as the Splash Brothers. And it's tough playing in any type of hostile environment, but Boston is no exception to the rule. Klay was asked about the fans in Boston.
It was not a factor. We played in front of rude people before, dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Real classy. Good job, Boston.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And again, when you're playing in hostile environments, whether it be Boston or Los Angeles or wherever the NBA cities are, it's going to be hostile environments. Some are more brutal and more harsh than others. And Klay understands, and you got to put it behind you when you're playing in a place with such a winning tradition and a winning pedigree like Boston. You got to put it behind you and not let the fans get to you. And that's just what it is. And then also, Klay was asked about the presence of Draymond Green and how he will bounce back for Game 4.
I have all the confidence in the world in Draymond Green. I consider him a brother, and we've been at the mountaintop together and played in big, big battles. So as long as I see him and 30 and Andre and with our young bucks, I just really think we're going to have a great night.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Klay showing support for his brother Draymond, and they're going to need Draymond to step up big because, man, it's been not a good series for him so far, and he's going to have to make a big difference. He's going to have to put up an extra effort going up against guys like Robert Williams and Al Horford. And speaking of Al Horford, we switch back to the Boston side with Celtics forward Al Horford. He talks about what needs to be done for the Celtics to win Game 4.
We have to be able to keep the same focus that we have. And it's something that, tomorrow we need to have, good team session and continuing to prepare and understand that, there are things that we need to improve on in order for ourselves to have a chance.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Al Horford, he knows that Golden State, you can't sleep on them. You got to tighten up and continue to work on what brought you to the dance. And Al knows that they have to continue to improve every game and not let their guard down. And speaking of not letting their guard down, the Celtics have not let their guard down on defense for a good part of the year. And that injury with Steph Curry, it was scary in the beginning, and thank goodness it wasn't serious. But Al just talks more about Steph's injury.
Well, it happens. I understand, it's an emphasis, trying to protect the shooters. I understand that. And I felt like it was a good contest, but, I didn't let him land. So it's something that it's hard, when you have a guy playing that fast and you're trying to contest and things happen. I'm glad he's fine. It was a fair call.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Al Horford. It happens no matter what level of basketball that you're playing, whether it be professional ball, college ball, or you're just playing at the rec center or playing at the park. It happens. It's going to happen that you will get your ankle rolled on or rolled up or your leg or whatever the case may be. And again, thank goodness, as
Al Horford said the injury is not that serious, and Steph was able to get up. Even though he limped, he was able to get up and walk, and it wasn't as serious. So that was a close call right there. And a lot of people, not just a lot of Warriors fans, but just a lot of basketball fans were very concerned when that injury had happened. Let's stay with the Boston side for a moment. Jaylen Brown, he came up big in this game, was the leading scorer for the Celtics, giving them 27 points. Jaylen was asked about his offense in Game 3 and his mindset coming into Game 3.
It was great. Our team obviously is, you know, in a position to be to win some games and do something special. So coming out each and every night and putting our best foot forward is what we got to do. And when we win as a team, you know, it feels even better. And tonight was a great team win for us.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA, and Jaylen, again, saying it was a great team win, and it was a contribution, not just from him, but everybody played a role in the Celtics getting that victory, extremely important. And again, one of the big things about playing for the Celtics is playing in the city of Boston and that home crowd. Jaylen was asked about the importance of home court advantage and also getting a win no matter where you play.
Every game is important. You know, I think home court is definitely, you know, an advantage, you know, a little bit more energy in the building, and things can go in your direction. But we lost some games. We lost a lot of games at home this playoff. So at the end of the day, we just got to come out and play basketball, whether it's in Boston, whether it's in SF or Alaska, it don't matter. We just got to come out and play the right way.
All right, that audio courtesy again of the NBA, and Jaylen said it best. It doesn't matter where you play. It doesn't matter where you play. As long as you stay consistent, you stay with your game plan, and you can make things happen. It, like he said, it doesn't matter if you're in San Francisco, Alaska, wherever. You got to make things happen because, remember, it's about a win and a loss no matter where you're playing at, and rightfully so, as Boston currently leads the series 2-1. Let's go back to the other end of the court with the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry. Steph talks about the injury that he sustained in Game 3.
I'll be all right. Excuse me. It was, I got caught underneath L. Obviously, be some pain, but I'll be all right. Figure out how it feels tomorrow and get ready. Same thing I did in Denver, or against Boston in the regular season, but I'll be not as bad.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA, and Steph said the injury, not as bad, thank goodness. And he mentioned, he said it was a similar injury he sustained in Denver in the first round of the playoffs going up against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. So Steph said it's not as serious, he'll be fine, and we believe Steph. We think that he'll be good to go, and he was also asked if he'll miss a game in the series.
That's what it felt like, and then I'll see how it responds, so... Not much other to say. I don't feel like I'll miss a game, though. So take advantage of the next 48 hours to get ready.
And he will be ready because Steph already confirmed that he will play in Game 4. He'll get the treatment, and he will be ready to play Game 4. No matter how the foot is feeling, however he's feeling, he will play, and he will start in Game 4. Also, continuing with the injury, Steph was asked if he was in extreme pain when he suffered the injury.
Yeah, he's a big body, obviously. I haven't seen the play, so I don't know if it could have been avoided or not. But I was in that situation with Marcus back in the Bay, and you just want to get your foot out of there. That was all I was trying to do at that point, knowing the position I was in. But like I said, it's not as bad, so hopefully it responds well.
All right, so that audio again, courtesy of the NBA. So again, he says he hopes it responds well and he'll be ready to go for Game 4. And of course, Klay Thompson shared his thoughts on Draymond Green bouncing back for Game 4. Well, Steph was asked about Draymond being heckled by fans in Boston.
Par for the course. Every arena, you kind of get a little something. It's been like that the whole playoffs, and every run we've made over the course, he expects it. So no different tonight.
Right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and he knows, just like Clay knows, Steph knows as well, whether it be Boston or any other of the NBA cities, you know you're going to get a little heckled a little bit. He knows that Draymond is going to be the target because, hey, he's the motor and he's the heart and soul of that team. So Steph knows what's at stake when you have a teammate like Draymond or if you're just coming into an hostile environment. Let's go back now to the Boston Celtics. Forward Jason Tatum was asked, what was the energy like for the first NBA Finals game to be played in Boston in 12 years?
Of course. You know, throughout this entire playoffs, you know, we haven't been as good at home. And, you know, we definitely feel bad about that, you know, to our fans. Because they give us so much energy and so much juice. Like you said, before the game even started, you could feel the energy throughout the building. You know, first finals game since 2012 or 10, whatever it was. They were excited. And it just felt great. You know, it felt like it's been a while since we played in this building. So happy to get a win in front of the crowd. You know, they've, you know, been so great for us throughout the playoffs and all season and, you know, throughout my career. So it was great to get a win for them.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, of course, Jason just talking about the energy of having a NBA Finals game being played in Boston for the first time in 12 years. And Jason, he talked about the energy of playing in a city like Boston. He said the fans were amped up, and they were indeed amped up and ready to go for Game 3. And, again, Jason handling his business, scoring 26 points. Jason was also asked, when has he felt his best in the NBA Finals so far?
Just attacking, you know, the rim and not settling as much, just being aggressive. And, you know, not always for me, right? Knowing who's helping, where they're coming from, you know, which guys in which spot to make the right play. Obviously everybody knows I can score and things like that. But, you know, my mindset throughout the playoffs and even heightened during the finals is, and I'm just trying to do whatever it takes, you know, for us to win and impact winning. Just trying to make the right play. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect every time. But, you know, just taking that mindset in every game that, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes for us to win and, you know, try to make the right play for myself or, you know, getting somebody open or, you know, getting somebody else a shot. I think we all have that mindset. You know, we're, you know, really playing well as a team. And when we do that, you know, I think we're really good.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And, you know, Jason said it best when he plays well. And matter of fact, when the whole team plays well, great results come out. And you saw it in Game 3 as Jason and Jalen and Marcus and the crew handled their business, getting the victory over Golden State. And finally, in a lighthearted moment, Jason Tatum is a native of the city of St. Louis. And St. Louis native and Grammy Award-winning rapper Nelly performed at Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Jason was asked about his fellow St. Louis native, Nelly.
Man, that was big. That's my guy. I know Nelly, you know, forever. You know, him and my mom went to high school. You know, he's known my dad. St. Louis is as big as this room, so we all know each other. Nelly is arguably like the most famous guy from St. Louis until I catch up.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and he will be catching up real soon. It won't be too long as Jason, of course, representing the city of St. Louis along with his fellow St. Louis native Grammy Award-winning rapper, Nelly. So again, the final score in Game 3 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics 116, the Golden State Warriors 100. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum at 26 points, Jaylen Brown finished with 27 points, Marcus Smart finished with 24 points. For the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry finished with 31 points, Klay Thompson at 25 points, Andrew Wiggins had 18 points, and Draymond Green only had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Boston now leads the series 2-1. That's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long.
Sign up with BetMGM Sports using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.